let's talk a little politics this morning. We are getting closer and closer. We're about a month away from the 2022 elections here in New Hampshire and all across the country. They call it the midterm elections, and a very interesting race for governor here in New Hampshire with the current governor, Chris Sununu, going for a fourth term, challenged by Democrat Dr. Tom Sherman, as he would like to be the next governor of New Hampshire. And Dr. Tom Sherman joins us on our Newsmaker line this morning. Tom, good morning. Welcome to the program. Good to have you with us.
Good morning, Mike. It's great to be here. Thanks so much for inviting me.
Let's talk about this as we get closer and closer to Election Day. You have said that this election is the biggest test of our freedoms in decades. What freedoms are we talking about? Because you say that the extremists are stripping away freedoms in every direction. Talk about that for a second.
Yeah, so the top freedoms that, I mean, there are a number of them, but the ones that I would talk about are, number one is the freedom to choose. It's just, you know, in New Hampshire, I think the last place in the live free or die state we would expect to see the government is in the doctor's office between a woman and her doctor. And yet that's where Chris Sununu has put us. And he's, with his abortion ban, where we are is, what a lot of people don't understand is that in the third trimester, things can go wrong. That's the last part of pregnancy. Things can go wrong. It typically is very rapid. And a woman could be sitting there feeling fine, and then something could happen catastrophically. I won't go into the details. And all of a sudden, she is looking at bleeding or getting sick. And under Sununu's abortion ban, which has virtually no exceptions, the doctor is trying to figure out, well, is she sick enough that I can go ahead and act because her illness is life-threatening, or do I have to wait? And if I have to wait, at what point does it go from being the health of the mother to life-threatening? Because that's only when the Sununu abortion ban allows me to act. And so you go too early, and under the Sununu abortion ban, you're facing a felony conviction. You go too late, and the woman could die. So that's something that no other state in the region has in their abortion restrictions. But in the Sununu abortion ban, that's true, and that's right now in New Hampshire. And I had a panel up at Dartmouth, which was really amazing, with a whole bunch of their professors, because my concern has always been, we've got one of the finest maternal fetal medicine programs in the country, if not the world. We have all the doctors up there say, you know, look, there's seven of us, four are slated to retire, and there's no way we're going to be able to build our program back up if we've got a felony conviction threat from Sununu. And I've said that. I said that on the floor of the Senate before the Republicans voted for this. And I said, you can't take away that freedom of a woman to pursue appropriate health care in that intensely personal, private, and tragic moment when she's anxiously awaiting the arrival of her child and everything goes wrong.
Right.
It's just not the way we do things. Another freedom is on energy. You know, it's absolutely ridiculous that Sununu is saying, well, if I hadn't vetoed all those bills, I would, you know, we would have much worse rates. Well, actually, all of our surrounding states embraced all those measures that both the Republicans and the Democrats were asking him to adopt, and he stopped it. You know, some of the leadership in the Republican Senate were for these. For these measures, and the governor vetoed them. I still remember the look on one of their faces when they got the veto message. They were dumbfounded. But what Sununu has done is he has taken New Hampshire 3 years ago, when it would have been appropriate to move forward and make that investment, lifting caps on solar and net metering, and actually allowing us to compete with our neighboring states. That's called free market, I believe. And really been able to get out on the market and you know, adopt and accept that technology, we would have brought down our prices by expanding our energy options, just like Maine. Maine did not have to pass a $40 million help package for their own residents. We did. And the reason we did is because Chris Sununu really did not, he didn't either understand or he actually actively blocked our ability to expand our energy options and the freedom of people to really produce their own energy and produce it without government intervention. He blocked that, and that left us nearly completely dependent on fossil fuels and natural gas. And, of course, then came Ukraine. So the supply became limited, and our nearly sole source of energy took off.
Dr. Tom Sherman.
Granite Staters are paying the price for that decision.
I was going to say, Dr. Tom Sherman joining us this morning here on the Pulse of New Hampshire live on our Newsmaker line. Of course, he's the Democratic nominee for governor here in the state of New Hampshire going against Chris Sununu. I wanted to ask you, Tom, I mean, since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, it seems like, reproductive health care, reproductive women's health care, the right to choose or whatever it might be, abortion rights, seems to be, you listen to all these commercials, you watch all these commercials, even some of yours. Is that the top issue? Is that the top priority? Is that going to get people out to vote this November, do you sense? Is that the number one issue in the state right now?
Well, I certainly hope it's the number one issue because it really gets to the crux of who we are as Granite Staters. You know, again, we're the live free or die state, and Chris Sununu has put constraints on our freedom. It's a woman's freedom to make her own healthcare decisions. That's key. Anybody's freedom to make their own healthcare decision. Why would Chris Sununu insert himself in there? He says nothing has changed, and that is just false. He says that he's pro-choice, but a few days later, he says, nobody has done more for the pro-life movement in New Hampshire than I have. This is classic Chris Sununu. He's talking out both sides of his mouth, but if you look at what he's actually done, he has taken freedom away from the people of New Hampshire.
So you don't think the governor's pro-choice? You obviously don't think that.
God, no. No, not at all. You know, I always say, look at what somebody has done, not what somebody says, who they say they are. I can't build relationships of trust with patients by talking out both sides of my mouth. I can't say to a patient one day, you have a really terrible terminal cancer, and the next day say, everything's great, but our governor can't. Our governor seems to be just fine with that. You know, he's accusing me of things I've never done. You know, one of the things that is really key is to understand I have never voted for an income tax, never voted for a sales tax. I would veto one if it came across my desk, but I would absolutely work my tail off to lower property taxes because that is another huge cost. And under Chris Sununu, those property taxes have gone up more than 15%. Which over the course of his 6 years, that's $1.6 billion. That's Sununu. That's what he's actually done. And I have never voted for a tax like he's claiming, but he certainly has socked it to Granite Staters on cost with property taxes. And I would do everything, as I always have, to bring down the cost for Granite Staters. They need to be able to absorb. We don't have a whole lot of control over inflation, but Granite Staters need to have help with their monthly budget. And the way we do that is we lower property tax, we lower energy costs, and we make it more likely that they're going to be able to stay in the apartment they're renting or the house they're owning.
Let me ask you this, Tom. You know, the governor is very popular, and obviously you, like so many people across the country, are running against a very strong incumbent. Are people just not getting it? Are they not seeing through Chris Sununu? I mean, why do you sense that his approval ratings are so good?
Well, I think he was, you know, during COVID, people got to know him and he was in their living, or they got to know one side of him. He was in their living rooms every day. But remember, that is not what he's actually done. What he's actually done was he set the state record for vetoes in one session. He has put in place the first abortion ban. So absolutely, you're on point. Number one, people need to know who I am. And by the way, everybody tells me I'm an okay guy, you know, a nice guy like Sununu. But when I speak with people, it's coming from the heart. It's what I really mean. You know, it's funny. We've had so much fun on this election. The guy who drives around with me, he and I were having a battle, which navigation system do you use? He uses Apple. I use Waze. He switched to Waze one time. We ended up at the top of a mountain where we had no clue where we were. But at the top of the mountain was this little cabin. And this wonderful family were in the little cabin and they helped us out. And by the way, I walked away, we left with new friends and two votes. And I actually was able to give their son a sticker. I have no clue what party they're from. And I've always won in a Republican district. It's just about building relationships of trust. It's about listening to the people of New Hampshire. It's about understanding their concerns and actually being there to meet those concerns and address them. You know, I don't know where Sununu is right now. I think he's in Utah. I'm right here. I'm right here in New Hampshire. I'm not leaving. I don't want to be president. I don't want to be vice president. I want to solve problems with the people of New Hampshire. That's it.
All right. We're going to leave it there right now. Dr. Tom Sherman joining us, the Democratic nominee for governor in New Hampshire. You can check out his website, drtomsherman.com, drtomsherman.com. Tom, nice to talk to you, get to know you a little bit, and we'll get you back on the air before November 8th as well. Thanks for joining me today. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been great.